Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
West and the West again today, dull in the East, highs of 18 to 23 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
How's that work? How come it's nice in the West and it's crap in the... It's been cloudy here yesterday and today.
Yeah, it seems the Brits are getting a lot of cloud and the East is getting the kind of the dregs of that.
So where's that coming from? Why is...
Britland.
It's the English.
It's coming from that direction. That's unusual.
Yeah.
It's coming over from that from the east.
A new invasion from the east, yeah.
Usually, the most recent one, do you know what I mean? How's this milk thing going to work, actually? How's the milk best before dates on milk situation? So not putting best before dates on milk in Marks and Spencer's. So how will you know if it's gone off? Smell it, is it?
Hold on now. Hold on.
I'm prepared to hold so only for so long.
They're going to put a... I think it's best before they're going to put on it. Not an expiry date.
Or a use-by. Because there's a use by and there's a best before.
Yes. Right, okay, it's going to be best before, and they're going to, like, the whole idea is just sniff your milk, lads.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Give it a go. Here, give that a good sniff.
Fun fact.
Oh, here we go. Are you steady on now with the fun facts?
Oh, we're doing that later,
aren't
we?
Don't want to burn off your fun facts.
Well, I mean, it's personal to me and it's not very fun.
Go on.
I will eat bread right up to the point where there is mold on it. And if I'm short, well, sorry, not height-wise,
I am
stuck for bread and there's a little bit of mould on it,
yeah.
Will I cut the mould off?
You will, yeah.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
I'll toast it and take the mould off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go near it. The minute there's even a hint of mould, I'm like, I'm
mouldy cheese I won't do, but mouldy bread I will
do. What's that about?
What do you mean?
Not a funny one then.
But mouldy cheese, you know, stinks.
But isn't a cheese by its very nature is a sort of a gone-off sort of process, isn't it?
Yeah.
Faster. Can we get a podcast out of this? What do you think, Ben?
Hey, can we get on to Go Loud?
Yeah, I think I'm already getting the show proposal ready.
This is... it's a six-parter.
What would you eat mouldy?
Sponsored by On Board Bia. Yeah.
I don't think they'd want to get on board with that now, to be honest.
So sniff your milk is the... Have you ever noticed as well... This is a very specific, very niche observation now. Have you ever noticed that when you buy stuff in Marks and Spencer's, the best before date is very soon? They cut it very fine, Marks.
Yeah,
they do.
Mm. How the other half live?
What?
How the other half live?
Us up here in the echelons.
Ivory towers, yeah.
Yeah. So I was there in my ivory tower one day and I was about to put my ready meal, my very expensive, my €12 ready meal. It was a spaghetti carbonara. I was about to, or as we say in the echelons, carbonara. I was about to put it in the microwave. And it was gone off already. It was a disgrace.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On today, FM. Hello, my lovely little friends. I'm just back from a swim and I'm feeling great. I went for a sauna after. I got a little hot, but I cooled down in the shower. So Leaving Cert Results Day today.
Not Leaving Cert Results Day, that'd be a bit quick.
Nah, it's just Leaving Cert Day.
Yeah.
It's the first of the Leaving Cert and it's cloudy. It's ridiculous. I know it's not cloudy in the West, but it's cloudy where I am and that's all that matters.
You've got Leaving Cert Paper 1 in the morning. That's done.
Oh, is it finished? Okay.
I think they'd be cracking into Home Ec around about now or 2:30, one or the other.
I don't remember Home Ec being on day one. Was it not Irish or something? Or one of the Matzes was on day one?
Was it? Because I know Matz, I think, is tomorrow.
When's Irish? Is Irish at some stage of this week?
It'll certainly be at some stage over the next 1 to 2 weeks, right?
Thanks for that clarification, John Paul.
Yeah.
I've got Kadas too, Robert. Come on, Robert. Kadas, Robert. Come on. This is 40%, Robert. Robert, this is 40%. Do you remember the video of the mammy inside in Robert's room? By the way, Robert has a poster of a naked woman, like fully naked, boobies and all.
Okay.
On the wall. But
maybe he was doing biology for his leaving.
Oh, that's quite possible. Like. Yeah. But mammy doesn't care about the naked lady on the wall. She only cares about the Irish. Come on, Robert. This is 40%. 40%, Robert. Your woman down the road, she's doing grinds for it. She's A1.
Has been getting grinds and she's going to get 40% in hers, Robert. She's... absolutely A1 in them. I want you, it's 40%. If you get 40% of this, you only need another 20% of your written paper to get a C. Do you realise that? And it's so f***ing easy, Robert. Come on.
So snap.
But come on, you're not... But Robert, do you realise it's only 6 weeks? 6 f***ing weeks, it's only 1 week to your oral. Now come on.
Stop snapping at me.
Come on, Rob.
Sure, I'll study, won't I?
You study, won't you? Look at that fucking Sims and that now. Come on.
I'm looking at Sims. I was on Facebook.
Okay. You're on Facebook. Okay. Come on. Tell me.
I was on
about
Twitter,
yourself.
Actually.
This Marigot, Robert. Come on.
This Marigot, mommy.
Yeah. Kadas too.
No, like, I'll just study it.
Kadas too. Where are you from? Kadas too.
Kilkannick.
Yeah. Caldwell to Nagoni.
Kilkannick.
Robert, you're in the kit. Where are you in S? Where are you living?
Sure, I'll study, won't I?
No way!
Oh my God!
Oh, soft launch day 266.
JFM's
cash machine.
Here we go.
60,000 euros.
Sure, I'll study, won't I?
Too late for studying now, Robert. Today is right, it's crunch time. Today FM playing the music you love. Scissor Sisters, Take Your Mama. Good afternoon, the gag's all here. How das to Robert? Just murdered it, Robert. Actually, can we get a check on Robert? Robert, if you're Robert in Kilkenny, from Kilkenny, how did you get on? And when was that, Robert? I'm gonna say ballpark 2012, 2013 maybe. This was Robert's mammy going viral as she was inside in the room shouting at him about his stuff. But it was his Irish oral he was talking about. So this will be, the orals are well done at this stage.
Has been getting grinds and she's going to get 40% in hers, Robert.
She's A1.
Absolutely A1.
She's absolutely A1. Come on, Robert. Come on, Robert.
You realise it's only 6 weeks. It's only 1 week to your oral.
It's only 1 week to your oral, and the exam is 6 weeks away. Well, it was.
Now, come on.
Stop snapping
it. Come on.
I love Robert's whole vibe is how I want him. It's how I wish I had been.
Very chilled.
Robert is like, ma'am, would you give it a rest? I'm here on me Sims or me Facebook or on Twitter, actually.
Now, come on.
Stop snapping it.
Come on, lad.
Sure, I'll study, won't I?
You study, won't you? Look at that fucking Sims and that now. Come on.
I'm looking at Sims. I was on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I was on Facebook. Robert, if anyone knows Robert or if Robert's listening, Robert's still alive or he's still in the country, we'd love to talk to Robert today. How did you get on, Robert? Or what are you doing now? Actually, you know what? This would be brilliant. Because I'd love, provided, you know, you're okay, Robert. I mean, if
you're locked up in, like, any kind of a prison,
yeah,
don't get in touch.
We're working on the supposition that everything worked out okay for Robert. And then that would be a wonderful lesson to those Leaving Certers, and particularly those Leaving Cert mams listening this afternoon, up the walls about their little cherub doing terrible in the Leaving Cert. Whereas, in fact, everything turns out okay. Everything's going to be all right. And we want you to prove that today, Robert. Or if you know Robert or are Robert, drop a line to the show, 0874 100 102, unless, like I say, you're in prison.
I enjoyed doing the Leaving Cert so much, I did it twice.
Yeah, that's it. That's a lot,
yeah,
of love.
It's no big thing.
Sure, I'll study, won't I?
You're on Facebook. Okay, come on, tell me.
I was on
about
Twitter,
this
Margaret.
Jesus,
don't
take a whole man.
Come on.
This
Margaret,
mummy.
Yeah,
cut us
too.
That's my favourite bit.
This Margaret,
mummy. This Margaret, mummy.
That's.
And I'll study, won't I?
Sure, I'll study, won't I?
Well done, Robert. Hopefully you're okay. And like I said, drop us a line, 0874 100 102. This is Today FM. Let's see. This is Marks and Spencer's. Yes, I was saying I spent €12 on a ready meal. Patrick's over there.
Pa here on the way to work.
Hey, Pa.
Did I hear that right?
What?
£12 for a ready-made meal. You flash git.
I am a flash git, but I was only... That wasn't true. This is going to come as some surprise to you here now, Pa, but not everything I say on the radio is true or truthful. Some of us just said for exaggerated comedic effect. I've certainly spent €12 on ready meals, but for that price, I think you get about 3 Italian ones inside of Mark. You get 3 carbonaras for the price of €12, I think, inside of Marks and Spencer's. But they are smaller. Marks and Spencer's have shrunk the size Italian ready meals. But I don't mind that. I mean, I'm eating 3 of them anyway.
In the one go?
Absolutely. And a pizza. Why not? When you're out, you're out. Or in my case, when you're in, you're in. Yeah, Marks and Spencer's not cheap. And the best before dates are always quite tight. I mean, if you go in today, today's what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
You're going to be seeing best before dates this weekend.
Ah, here.
Very tight. Sorry, Pat.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. And who's that, Damien? He says, go into M&S around 4 p.m. and get the reduced food. Oh, yes. Damien, now you're talking my language.
I do love a yellow sticker on
there. Love a yellow sticker. Again, the only problem with Marks and Spencer's is when your ready meal is €12, they're reducing it to €11.50. So you got it. Do you know what? You got to get that Ray Foley money. That's the only thing.
Funny money.
Ray Foley's on crazy money. Do you know, Ray Foley's nearly on Tuberty money at the rate he's going. But not quite. All right, roll call after Katie Tunstall, Today FM. George Ezra, Shotgun, Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. How you doing?
It's your story, won't we?
Well, you know, Robert, there's the reward now. That song is over. Hello, Ray's my name. There's actually roll call, Ray. Jean-Paul.
Archer.
Still going.
Trumpet on the end there.
Sorry, George. Interrumptant, you're trumptant. That's your roll call, Ray here, JP.
Yeah,
hey, Ray, Neil Von Shaw. I got what I wanted in English Paper 1, and I have yous on in the background as I study for Paper 2 tomorrow. Love the show. Hey, what did you want, Neil? What was it you want? What were you looking for? Were you looking for a... Hang on, does the same thing not happen every time? It's like you write an essay.
So is that Paper 1? Or is it Paper 2?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Yeah. I thought Paper 1 was... Oh, maybe not. I haven't a clue. Isn't there one of the papers anywhere where it's just an essay? So it's like, you walk in, and the question is, write an essay. And you go, okay, here's my essay. And that's it. And the hand getting sore. Where it, like, oh, yeah. I'm right-handed. So the right, that bit of fat flesh there, the just above the wrist, getting worn down, writing and writing and writing. And stretching out the fingers and
your
the knuckles.
Your fingers be cramping, yeah.
Oh, so sore. Anyway, good to hear that you got what you wanted, Niamh. And she says, I love the show. Hey, on show, Ray, I got a blast of the fear. I got a blast of the fear there, thinking about the Leaving Cert, and that was 15 years ago. Good luck to everyone today from Graham. Yeah, good luck to everyone, but don't worry. This is what I say this every year. Don't worry. You should look at us, for God's sake. And the Junior Cert is on too, lads. I know it's not as important, but a shout out for the younger students too. Nah, I'm not doing this.
Why not?
I don't recognise the Junior Cert.
You don't recognise it.
The Junior Cert is not recognised on the Ray Foley Show. We are hereby disbanding and disbarring. Get out. Do you know what? To any Junior Certers listening this afternoon, forget it. Go out and play football.
Are you telling the Junior Certers to walk out of the exam?
Abandon the whole enterprise. Come back again from transition year. Enjoy your summer break, guys. See you for transition year. It doesn't matter. Go and enjoy yourselves. Go on out of that. That said... Rose texts and she says, my two are doing it. They did the English this morning and religious education. Religious education. Would you go on out of that? Pull the other one. The most pointless subject ever, says Rose. Oh, that's my sentiments exactly. And Ray, love the show. Hey, from Rose. More on Leaving Cert. That's all Leaving Cert now today. Yeah, we were playing that poor woman, Robert's mammy. On Facebook.
Dee Smurgut, mammy.
It's interesting, actually, because she says... Actually, who made the observation? There's a Robert over there, Rob, but I don't think it's the Robert. The world-famous Leaving Cert Robert.
Is it not Robert? Robard, lads. Not Robert. It's Robard, she should have been saying.
She was saying... What was she saying? Robert, was it?
She was. Like Robert, almost like it was French.
Word is for Robert. Robard.
Robard. And Shahid, no, his name is Robard. I don't think she had a very firm grasp. But this is the thing. It's not up to her to know the Irish. It's up to Rob Aird to know it. Robard. Because she starts the conversation with Gius Muradic. So you start with Giugic, not Gius Muradic. Mm-hmm. Gius Muradic is the follow-up, but she starts with the follow-up.
Come on, tell me.
It's on
about
Twitter,
Gius Muradic, Robert. Come on.
Come on, Robert. For God's sake, come on, Robert.
This smell good, Robert.
It's 40%.
She's got that wrong. You can't get 40% out of 40%. That's ridiculous. How would you need to have
perfect in the fairness, exam? No. Come on now. What she's saying was...
What's she saying?
The oral was 40%. The oral...
Of the overall. Yeah, but you're never going to get 40% out of 40%.
You're not going to get 100% of 40% is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's what I mean.
He wasn't. And Robert was never going to get that. We all knew that. Sure, you, me, the wall, and the dog knew that.
And
Mammy knew that. Robert was never going to get that.
He's
inside the room on Sims and on Facebook and on Facebook.
Now you're on the Mammy site.
Of course I'm on the Mammy. I was born on the Mammy site. Right.
Dee Smurgut, Mammy.
And Jean is over there then. Here we go.
Lads. Huh. Am I the only mother in the country that never had to do that? Never.
two daughters never had to do it.
Jean, that's what we call now, that's what we call a humble brag.
Yeah.
And no one has any time for someone with a humble, no one has any time for you now, Jean. You might as well now go
sure,
and take
my two girls are angels.
Oh, my two would never give me any problems whatsoever. God. Go and ask the father if he gets the same treatment.
Jean from Limerick.
Cheers, Jean. Jean the humble bragger this afternoon. Like I said, I'd love to hear from Robert this afternoon. 0874 100 102. Any sign?
No sign yet, no. A lot of people remembering the video, all right, but no word from Robert himself.
What was the year? Does anyone know the year? Can we pinpoint the year?
I did a bit of Googling and it was at least 2013, so it was at least 10 years ago.
10 years ago now, Robert would be in his late 20s.
It'd be ironic if he was editor-in-chief of TG Car, wouldn't it?
Robert actually grew up to be the chief executive of Today FM Radio.
Ray Foley.
He doesn't have a word of Irish.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. careplus.ie.
Do you know what? They're still telling him to cop on. Stay on Today FM, I'm playing Pink. Next.
Hi, I'm Harry Styles.
Elvis JXL, a little less conversation. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Fall indeed, sir. Fall indeed.
Fall.
Good afternoon, Ray Foley in the afternoon. It's Wednesday by all accounts. I'm Ray and there's JP.
Hi.
Hi, sir. I bet no sign from Robert, by the way, no?
No signs of life yet, no.
Kadas to Robert. Is he from Kilkenny? Kilkenny?
Yeah.
Robert and Kilkenny, if you're around, because we were working out with 10 years ago. He's in his late, well, we're guessing he's 18 or 19 doing the Leaving Cert. 28, 29 now. That's maths, guys. Whatever way you slice it, yeah,
that's you impressive.
Get a, you get. I didn't even need a calculator for that one.
I think it's maths is on Friday, so you can use that.
I'll be using it if you're looking forward, looking ahead. Mm. Ordinary level, maths, foundation even possibly. Friday afternoon, Ray Foley's got you covered. You stay right here. Maths Radio, Today FM. We're missing a trick, by the way, not doing our annual Leave Insert grinds shows. Do you know, like every night doing the grinds and going over the papers,
yeah,
past papers and whatnot. Next year. We'll do it next year, don't worry. Anyway, no sign from Robert on text.
No, not yet.
I'm thinking he's in Australia, like everyone else who's 28 or 29. He's in Australia.
Right.
So he's going to be listening to the podcast in 12 hours' time.
Good man, Robert.
Hi, Robert. We've been talking about you and your mammy going viral 10 years ago. That's the Ray Foley Show. We're really on top of virality. What's in the zeitgeist? What people are talking about?
Yeah, up to the minute stuff.
Robert, your video from 10 years ago, That's what we've been doing for the last half an hour on the radio. It's ridiculous.
No rest for the wicked on this show.
Robert, you thought it, your mammy thought it had gone away, but no. Those two fools at 2 o'clock resurrected it. Here, let's talk about something else. Spare a thought for Catherine Thomas, will you?
Oh, what's happened now?
Poor old Katie.
I do like Catherine Thomas. She's been on the show.
She's been on. Get her in for this. She could speak to this now.
Right.
This is Catherine Thomas. She's been in a horrific injury. In a horrific accident.
Oh, no.
Horrific injury accident. An injury-based accident. This is Catherine Thomas has revealed she's broken her silence.
She's broken her silence. Ouch.
Broken her silence.
Yep.
She has an unusual reason for having a black eye, it says here.
Okay.
RTE presenter Catherine Thomas was left with a black eye after an accident with her toddler, Grace, telling fans that she's on the mend. She said she's wearing more concealer than usual after her 18-month-old accidentally hit her with a metal fire truck. Ooh. In the eye.
She pressing charges against Grace.
Well, I would be. My first call would be to An Garda Síochána. I would be.
People have got to be held to account, right?
You know what? You got to learn. You got to teach them young. You got to make sure that they learn the repercussions of their actions. 18 months old, smacking mammy in the eye with a fire truck, so Catherine has a black eye. BRIs this afternoon, 0874 100 102. Baby related injuries. If you have any you'd like to report to us, this is a safe space, safe place. You can report your baby, or I'm thinking under five. Right. Child has ever done you an injury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've definitely been kicked in the shins by somebody that was about 4 years old, I'd say.
4 years old?
Yeah.
So a 4 year old would be about your height or taller then, wouldn't
similar,
they?
Similar, yeah.
So
yeah,
that can do a lot of damage for a wee lad like you, yeah.
They say you got to hand it to short people. because they can't reach it themselves.
You gotta hand it to short people or lift them up so they can do it. My best BRI, let me take the hat.
Sorry, BRI again is what?
Baby related injury.
Yeah.
You've got a baby, what's the worst injury they've ever done you? Aside from giving birth to the mammies. Okay, yeah, we get it. There's no need now to go off on that one. Thank you very much. Let's keep it nice and light. Daytime radio, okay. I don't need the graphic images of your birth-giving videos. Thank you very... No, we don't need them on WhatsApp.
Babies like an eye poke, don't they?
Here's what my youngest did to me at one point. They grow... Their nails grow so quickly and so fast. Honestly, they don't have nails, babies. They've got talons. You wake them up in the morning. You go in to wake them up in the morning. They're in their little baby grows. And they're covered in scratches all over their faces. Because they all of a sudden... It's like we clipped your nails last night. And all of a sudden they've grown in again. This is ridiculous. My youngest... Put I wouldn't even say a scratch. I wouldn't term it as a scratch. I'd say a slash. Slashed me in the face.
You had a gash on your head.
Slashed from here above my right eye, the whole way down the entire length of my nose.
All split you.
All 3.5 foot of my nose. As you know, I've got a big nose.
He's got a Roman nose.
It's Roman all over my face. How you doing? So from the my right. Over my right eye, in the middle of my forehead, all the way down the nose, across the nose.
I mean, that's intentional.
And over onto the left cheek.
That's intentional.
He knew exactly what he was doing. That was premeditated. If you've got any more horror stories...
You could get like a 64-week ban in rugby for that. That's eye gouging.
0874-100-102. That's why he has not represented Leinster since.
Okay.
That's why.
Be all right.
My child. 0874-100-102. Text or WhatsApp.
Ray Foley.
Your be all right, please.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love.
Now you're talking. Jason Derulio's on Today FM. This is Today FM playing the music you love in my head. And in your ears. It's an aural medium, you understand.
Hello, Razor. JP's on.
Baby-related injuries. BRIs. Catherine Thomas has a black eye, apparently, because her 18-month-old child chucked a fire engine right in the eye.
A vicious baby.
It's got to hurt. Babies are uncompromising when it comes to violence.
Do we need a register of dangerous babies?
Do you know what? We can form it right now. Put Aoife's child down. Aoife said, I stabbed with a pencil. Ooh. The child stabbed her in the eye with a pencil. Then after surviving that, she used her fingernails to scratch my cornea. Horrendous pain. And a few weeks later, she passed on her conjunctivitis to me, both eyes. I'm lucky I have full vision. Baby Anya is now aged 20 months from Aoife. So she's still got time.
I like that Aoife's named and shamed. We need to put it out there where these dangerous babies are. Baby Anya.
Anya, Aoife's Anya. Yeah. Put her down. Dangerous child. I think James does a good job as well. My boy broke my nose twice as a toddler. Once was a backwards headbutt as he sat on my lap. Yeah, I've had a bash in those circumstances before. And it's like, he's relaxed, he's chilled. Yeah, he's just saying, bam!
Yeah. Oh, don't blame the baby. He wasn't looking where he was throwing his head backwards.
When you least expect it. The second was when I threw him up in the air and he kicked my nose to one side while I caught him. I saw stars on both occasions from James. Any more of these? 0874-100-102. Your baby-related injuries, please.
With Care Plus.
Winehouse and Valerie. Mark Ronson's on there as well. Mark Ronson's on there. Pitbull and Neo and Gimme Everything. It was before that. And this is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Ray Foley's my name. And it's my pleasure to once again be serving you up a platter of the finest music around. You can have a pick or you can eat the whole lot. I don't care. Let your lugs back. Ray is here and JP's over there.
Hello.
Feeling great today. Mark Ronson, actually, on the subject of Mark Ronson songs. What was the one that I love? What do you remember from
That's an open-ended question. It's not the one you did with Miley Cyrus, is it?
Miley Cyrus.
It's not that one.
Her Mark.
No.
Will you do us a song?
Didn't he do a song with Robin Schulz? That was quite good. Was that him?
Did he?
I thought that might have been him.
Robin? No, he absolutely
didn't.
Don't quote me
on that.
S-C-H-U-L-S. No, there's nothing there for you. Ronson. What was the one? Oh, you fool, Ray.
Bruno Mars, he's done a bit with, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's Uptown Funk. That's too obvious. There was one from back in the day. I got it.
It would have been great if you'd asked me this question before the show.
Stop me, do you remember this song? Stop me if you think that you... Now we're talking. Stop me, stop me. He had a great album. Stop me if you think around, what did I say, 2008, 2009? Was there anyone shouting, "Stop me"? As I was gone, what was the great song?
No shouts for "Stop Me".
Because this
no.
is great. Mm. Let me skim on. Sorry. Hey, the sound quality, that's dreadful, is it? That's the MP3. It sounds crap. Let me see. Do I have a better sounding sound quality on this? Sorry, please hold. Sounds even worse, actually. Sorry about that. We're talking about your child, your baby, your BRIs, your baby-related injuries. This is a story that Catherine Thomas was in a savage, unprovoked attack by her 1.5-year-old. She's sporting a black eye, a shiner at the moment, because her toddler whacked her in the eye with a metal fire engine right in the eye. Catherine is a beautiful woman. Her beautiful good looks are destroyed because of this child. Could it be jealousy?
Maybe.
It would be supposition.
It's provoked by something anyway.
It would be supposition on our part to say that the 18-month-old child is just jealous at her mother's outstanding beauty and she wanted to take her down a peg or two. That's what I'm saying. But that is just supposition.
Violent babies actually more common than you might think, as it turns out.
Mark's over there, Mark.
Hey, Ray and JP.
Hey, Marky.
Mark here from Leash. Our one-year-old Jake headbutted a wife one morning.
Your one-year-old Jake headbutted your wife. That's full on.
Dislocated her jaw.
That's a very hard head.
Mark. Did you put a laugh on the word dislocated? Let me go back again, sorry.
Dislocated.
He sure did.
Mark, there are many things you can put a laugh on, but the word, when it comes to your wife's jaw and the word dislocated, putting a laugh in the middle of it.
Dislocated. Dislocated. Her jaw.
No, not funny.
Wasn't really funny at the time.
No, right. Really, you shouldn't be contacting the national radio program.
Funny thinking back on it now.
Yeah, I suppose 2020 is always hilarious. Hindsight, as they say, is always 2020, isn't it? Who's that over there? That's Aisling. Aisling?
Hi, Ray. When I was 8 months pregnant with my son.
Hey, Aisling, Jesus, just back off the microphone, will you?
Coming in a bit hot there, Aisling.
Coming in a bit hot. Yeah, there's a lot of pops there. Just if you try and.
Mic technique,
about,
Aisling.
About 6 inches away from the mic as you're hitting record there on the. Just a little bit too close to the edge.
Hi, Ray.
So we're getting a lot of pops and the potatoes and the popcorn.
Hi, Ray. When I was 8 months pregnant with my second little boy, I asked my then 19-month-old, would he like to give the baby a little kiss, and he bit my bump with such severity that I still had the mark a month later when new baby arrived.
Vicious babies.
For my kiss or a bite? He bit you, was it?
He bit her, yeah.
They love each other now.
All right.
Owen Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Aisling. Well, it's good to know that they love each other now. I suppose maybe he thought that a kiss was a bite, or maybe he was feeling threatened and this was his way of, much like Catherine Thomas's child, sort of settling scores. Yeah, go on. Yvonne's over there, Yvonne.
Hi, guys. I remember when my youngest child was about 2. His dad was asleep on the sofa.
Okay.
And had been using the hammer earlier on, and my son picked up the hammer, went over.
Oh, no.
And he clapped his dad on the side of the head.
Assault with a hammer.
The father was asleep. He thought he was coming for him. He thought his days were numbered. His days were up.
Well, his dad woke up and just grabbed him.
Well, it was a good thing he woke up, I suppose.
Yeah.
Roy's over there. Is it Roy or Ray? Is it Roy?
Roy.
Go on, Roy.
I remember 2 to 3 years ago, we were out with my friends and their child was crying. I would only calm down if she came to me.
That's lovely. I love being that person, like in that sort of situation. It's like there's a few different groups of parents around. You're all sitting around having coffees or glass of wine, Like, come here. The baby starts whinging. Come on, I pass him over here, but come on, come on.
You feel validated.
Well, it's like the magic touch. It's like, you've got the magic touch. You're the legend. You're a legendary Uncle Roy.
So I was there holding her, lifted her up, was smiling, googling and gan.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
And then she puked in my mouth.
Oh, well, there you go. That's, turned out to be the fairy tale that we were expecting.
I mean, babies, they'll get you one way or another. If it's not the puke, it's the punching.
They're calculating. They're really working out how to get you.
Is it a bit like whiskey makes you aggro? Does breast milk make you aggro?
I'll wait until he opens his mouth. Here we go. Wait for it. Wait for it. Now, fire!
Target acquired.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, indeed.
Rank. Roy and Carlo.
There's Roy and Carlo. You beauty. In fairness, it's not an injury. It's rotten, but it's not an injury. You survived that one, right? You didn't have to end up in the A&E or anything. And Maeve, find one more. I'm out of time. 0874 100 102. Maeve,
what's your message?
Maeve, are you there? Maeve.
My wee man Con, when rooting around for a boob, gave his 77-year-old grandmother with very easily bruised skin a massive dirty hickey on her neck.
Oh my God, on her neck. At least it was on the neck. She still has it though.
Yeah.
Like, look what I got.
I mean, who hasn't rooted around for a boob anyway?
I mean, I've been that soldier. Dua Lipa, Today FM. What a song. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. If you're doing the Leaving Cert. Well, actually, are they back in again now if they're doing the Leaving Cert? Unless you're not doing home ec, in which case, maybe you've been picked up, you've been collected, you're in the car. You might be getting your walk in. I remember it being a big thing when I was doing the Leaving Cert. It's like, oh, you got to get to, because the exercise, the downtime is just as important. Getting your walk in. Clear the head. Out for the walk. The only time I ever walked was during the Leaving Cert.
Right.
Yeah, I've never walked since. This is in the Sun this morning. Urgent warning issued to parents of Leaving Cert exam pupils as mental health charity is offering support groups. I suppose this is the thing. But as that, you know, it's the moment you've been building up to, not just for the last 2 years, I suppose, of the Leaving Cert cycle, but of the entire educational process. Particularly if you've, which is a daft notion, but if you set university or third level as being the be-all and end-all, there can be a lot of stress in the house, there can be a lot of rows. We heard Robert and the mammy shouting at each other earlier on from that viral video. Kadas to Robert. Where is she? Oh, sorry, they're over there. Cheese murder, Robert.
Cheese murder, mummy.
And I suppose there needs to be a focus on mental health as well. This is a mental health charity, Turn to Me. They're offering free support groups to parents and students during the Leaving Cert period. And the CEO there, Fiona O'Malley, says many parents aren't sure how to strike the balance between being supportive and not putting too much pressure on their teenagers. That is you know, it's all very funny hearing Mammy on the viral video from 10 years ago, right? Oh, kadas to Robert and whatnot. But she just wanted him to, she only wanted to help him. She might have been swamping him. She might have been flooding him with affection and interest. And sometimes he can get too much.
You need to motivate, but not put people under pressure.
Yeah. Let me call my Turn to Me guy.
Okay.
My mental health guy?
You sure?
Hey, it's ringing. This is Fiona, is it?
It is indeed.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. This is a great idea. There's so much pressure, so much stress, not just among the Leaving Cert students, but the mammies as well, and to a certain extent the daddies. This is fantastic on Turn to Me, and it's for free, is that right?
It's for free, absolutely, yeah. Our support groups run through until the end of the Leaving Cert.
Okay, how do people get involved? Is it all online?
It's all online, yeah, so they can sign up to our website, turntome.ie, and they can just, you know, sign up for all the support groups that they want, or maybe just if they just need the one or whatever they want there. All of our services are free and professional.
So when you say the support groups, is it like text or video?
Yeah, it's a chat-based support group, yeah. So initially we were going to do it video, and then some people said actually maybe some parents might want the anonymity, so we decided to do chat-based instead.
Oh, I got you, yeah. Have you seen, would there be a prevalence among they're Leaving Cert age, but like 18 or 19 year olds that are doing the Leaving Cert, them being the ones to initiate contact with she, or would it be more the parents?
Both. So we have seen an increase in the number of parents whose teenagers are sitting the Leaving Cert to sign up for our services, but we also have seen an increase in young people that are in the age category that we estimate that will be Leaving Cert, so 17 to 19 year olds. They have also did an increase in those signing up for our services as well. So we're delighted that people are signing up for our services, and we really want to get the message out there that we're here to help. And some mental health services have really long waiting lists. We don't have any waiting lists, which is great. And we're also, as I said, free and professional.
This is it, you see, and particularly knowing that it's free and knowing that it's there, so people would be kind of like, they might be at their wit's end, particularly this is the pinnacle now today, like in the run up to the Leaving Cert. What kind of advice, or I suppose, what are you saying to broadly? I know people have specific issues, specific problems, but as it centres around the Leaving Cert, what kind of advice are you giving people?
So we're giving different advice to students, to young people, and then to their parents. So the advice that we're giving to students, the first thing, if they haven't already created a study timetable, to create one and stick to it, because they'll feel less nervous when they have a plan in place. Secondly, use the time between exams wisely. So revision notes and flashcards are your friends now. Now is not the time to be reading huge books cover to cover. Then if you're feeling anxious, we would encourage young people to anchor themselves. Remember that it's not their first rodeo. They've been doing exams all their life and they've prepared for this moment. Practice deep breathing to calm the nerves. And if they're feeling overwhelmed, ask a parent, guardian, sibling or friend to quiz them on the flashcards that they've done up. And then when they know the material well, that confidence will steady the nerves as well.
Okay.
And then we'd also tell them to remember that the mind retains more information with regular breaks. So try to have 5 minute breaks every hour. And then after the exams, walk away from any exam post-mortem conversations, because those conversations about what you put in the exam paper are just so futile and pointless, and they cause unnecessary stress.
Yeah, there's always someone that's like, oh, should I put down this? Or should, that's not what that question was about at all. And it'll only drive you mad. It's done. Yeah. Just forget about it. It's done.
Yeah.
And then in terms of, I suppose, the mums and dad, like, it's the cliche of the mums, but of course the dads are involved as well. Our inclination as parents is to sort of swamp them with love and with attention and get right in, get under the bonnet. That's not necessarily always the best idea.
No, I mean, you don't need to give your teenager like a Morgan Freeman motivational speech or like a TED talk every time you see them, but we would encourage them to give those words of motivation and support, and they can be quite powerful even if they're short. We would encourage them to also have acts of quiet kindness. Now, what does quiet kindness mean? That means popping into their room every time they have a study break with cups of tea, coffee, glasses of water and healthy snacks. That can be really, really powerful. It can make a hugely positive difference to the young person preparing for the next exam.
Okay.
And then if your teenager seems stressed, ask them how you can help them. Going for a walk in the morning or the evening might help, or sitting down for dinner as a family can help during stressful periods. And if you want to help them academically, you can offer to quiz them on their flashcards. So put the flashcards into two different piles, a pile they know and a pile they don't know, and quiz them more frequently on the pile they don't know, and that information will eventually sink in. And the final tip for parents, mums and dads, would be to avoid unnecessary criticism or nagging during the Leaving Cert. So, for example, if their room is really messy, maybe give them a pass until the Leaving Cert is over, and then you can nag them all you want.
By God, come down them like a ton of bricks the minute it's over. You've got your one night out at the end of the Leaving Cert, that's it. The next morning you're tidying this room. Do you hear me? All good advice, and I suppose support rather than antagonism or interrogation is probably worth noting. Thursday night, this is parents of those sitting in the Leaving Cert are going to be able to attend a support group on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. turntome.ie. Listen, Fiona, thanks so much for taking the call. All useful.
Thanks
so much
for having me.
And good advice. Turntome.ie. Cheers, Fiona. All the best.
Thanks so much.
Much love. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for taking the call. My God, you see the cut of this room? Those underpants Those underpants have been on that floor for the last three weeks.
Moldy.
It's disgraceful. Listen, you get a pass until the end of the leaving, and then that's it. Bobby Brown, this is Today FM. Stay with me. Now you're talking Elbow on Today FM.
Today FM's. I'm with Pink.
Are you with Pink?
I am with Pink, yeah.
No, you're not. Because you're not going to Hyde Park in London.
Well, you don't know that for sure yet.
I do know that for sure.
What, am I barred?
Pink is not a fan, JP fan. She never has been.
Oh, I'm on a watch list, am I?
You're barred, mate. You're barred. I'm with Pink. Massive gig as part of Today FM's Summer of Music You Love. Your chance to win tickets for Pink live. Live, guys. In Hyde, is it in Hyde Park? Yeah, in London. Sounds amazing. You get flights, transfers, and accommodation, and you'll be sent off to a once-in-a-lifetime gig to see Pink live in London. We're playing I'm with Pink. So it starts with Pink herself inside in her dressing room. And then you need to identify the celebs. There's five names. Who's with Pink, lads?
Hi, this is Pink.
Welcome to my tour bus.
It was a little rough initially.
What do we do?
I did it.
It's exhausting.
It hasn't hit me.
That I did it. I did it. I did it. I did it. I was convinced. It was Niall Horan. There's no way it's not Niall Horan. Then I look at the list of correct guesses. Guess what? It's not Niall Horan. Huh. I did it. I did it. If it's not Niall Horan, it has to be Cian Egan.
Somebody did guess Cian Egan.
On my life, it sounds just like either Niall Horan or Cian Egan.
Hi, this is Pink.
Welcome to my tour bus.
It was a little rough initially.
What do we do?
I did it.
It's exhausting.
It hasn't hit me.
So, tell me the situation. What am I supposed to do here?
You can reveal.
I'm so nervous about ruining this.
I know, so am I.
I don't want to be the one.
And I don't know why I continue to have the one missing correct answer listed on the sheet of paper that you have.
Just take it off.
I'm playing with fire. So you can reveal who the four correctly identified celebrities. I can do that.
And I can say what numbers
they are.
And
you can reveal the order they're in. You just can't reveal the second mystery voice.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I could give all that away. Oh, right, okay.
You can do that, my friend.
All right, lads. Okay, so have a listen to this then. We're going to make this very easy for you then. So 1, 3, 4, and 5 have all been guessed, okay? So you'll hear Pink at the beginning, and then voices 1, 3, 4, and 5 have all been guessed. Listen to them again then, because it's only the second voice is the only one you need.
Hi, this is Pink.
Welcome to my tour bus.
It was a little rough initially.
What do we do?
I did it.
It's exhausting.
It hasn't hit me.
So what do we do is who we're looking for. I can tell you who it's not, if you like. It's not Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian. It's not any of the Kardashians. Mila Kunis, Billie Eilish, Miley Cyrus or Miley Cyrus. Billie Cyrus or Miley Eilish. It's neither of them either.
No.
It's not Hilary Swank, Nicki Minaj. It's not Nicki Swank or Hilary Minaj. It's not Lucy Liu, Meghan Trainor, Meghan Markle. None of the Meghans.
None of the Meghans at all.
Ariana Grande, Ariana Not So Grande, Ariana Latte, Ariana Cappuccino, Ariana Vendi. None of the Arianas. Katy Perry, Anne Marie or Kate Hudson. It's none of those women.
None of those, right.
But it is a woman. The second voice is a woman from what we can tell. I'll give you voices 1, 3, 4, and 5.
Please do.
Have a listen again.
Hi, this is Pink.
Welcome to my tour bus.
It was a little rough initially.
What do we do?
I did it.
It's exhausting.
It hasn't hit me.
Larry Mullen is the first voice you heard.
Yeah.
Second is so far unidentified.
Sorry, oh gosh, you nearly gave me a heart attack there.
The third voice is Cillian Murphy, pretending to be Niall Horan or Cian Egan, clearly. He was in character as Cian Egan. In the biopic of Cian Egan's life. It's like Bohemian Rhapsody. But just I'd watch that. That'd be the Oscars next year. I'd watch that. Cillian Murphy. The fourth one is Adele and the fifth one is Kieran Culkin. So we're only looking for that second voice. If you know it, 0874 100 102.
Hi, this is Pink.
Welcome to my tour bus.
It was a little rough initially.
What do we do?
I did it.
It's exhausting.
It hasn't hit me.
What do we do? That's who we're looking for.
Ray Foley.
You know who it is. Get it
with
in.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care.
The answer, Naughty Boy on Today FM.
If I lose myself, I lose it all.
That's called Running. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray and Ray Foley. JP's,
okay.
JP's there as well. I've got a Naughty Boy fun fact.
Let's fun fact your face.
Let's fun fact your face after 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Ray Foley.
Fun facts coming up.
With Care Plus providing.
Oh, I keep dancing with my.
Eddie Sheeran and Eyes Closed. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon.
Let's fun fact your face.
That's right. It's that time of the week once again where we. Well, I don't even know if this is worth doing anymore because it's become fairly contentious, and I think that one of us, JP, is not playing by the rules, what? by the standard that has been set by the Radio Council. In terms of, like, you can't.
Am I in breach?
You've been in breach every time we've done it, every single goddamn time. Here's how fun facts work. It's a two-pronged approach.
Right.
They have to be fun, yeah, and they have to be facts. Right. If it's just a fact, there's no fun in that.
Hang on a second.
But if it's just
facts have been fun, plenty fun.
But if it's just fun and not a lot of fact, again, you're in breach. So thus far, though, going forward, yeah, we're going to deliver fun and facts. And we're going to have the beloved audience.
This feels like it's more trouble than it's worth, to be honest.
Well, it is. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. But if there's no point in starting...
What's the ROI? What's the return on investment?
There's no point in doing something unless it's going to do what it says in the tin.
Hang on. Like, this is just you unilaterally...
Here's today's fun facts.
Thanks, Stephen. That's right, Stephen.
This is just you unilaterally deciding that my fun facts are A, neither fun, or B,
I think
neither factual.
A lot of people have been talking.
Nor factual.
A lot of people have been talking.
What, the word in the scuttlebutt?
People on the internet have been saying on Twitter, they've been saying the fun facts are not fun and they're not
Reddit alive with chatter?
Yeah, sure, it may be a fact, but it's not very fun. So we're going to change that today. We want your votes on, out of, we want you to rank it based on fact and fun.
Okay. And is this scoring system weighted more to one or the other?
No.
Okay, so it's 5-5 split if it's rating out of 10.
Yeah, it's 5 for fun and 5 for fact.
Right.
And then who wins? 0874-100-102. We got to get on with this, guys.
It's time for a fun fact.
Yes, it is. Who's going first?
I don't mind going first, despite your broadside just then.
Well, Stephen and I are waiting.
Let's fun fact your face.
Sorry, Stephen. Okay, try this one on for size. Sonic the Hedgehog isn't Sonic the Hedgehog's full name.
What?
Sonic the Hedgehog isn't Sonic the Hedgehog's full fame.
Full name.
Full name even. Archie Comics ran a comic series on the Hedgehog in partnership with Sega. It ran for 290 issues between 1992 and 2016.
My kids have read this.
Right.
It's from IDG, yeah.
Okay. In the series, Sonic's beloved uncle Chuck revealed Sonic's real first name and his middle name. His full title is, get this, Ogilvy Morris Hedgehog, a.k.a. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ogilvy Morris Hedgehog.
Yeah.
But his nickname then is Sonic, did it?
Yeah, he's also known as the Blue Blur.
Fun facts on Today FM.
You're not smiling.
I don't look it. I think I'd let the people decide. 0874-100-102. We played Naughty Boy earlier. It seems that quite a number of people do actually know this fun fact. Judging by the text messages, we played the song from Beyonce and Naughty Boy a little bit earlier on. The song, of course, is called Running.
Correct.
Thank you. If I lose myself, I lose it all. Is that male vocal, Naughty Boy himself, I wonder? If I lose myself, I lose it all. By singing on it, like. If I lose myself, I lose it all. I do not know the answer to that question, but here's a little fun fact for you about the one and only Naughty Boy. He was an up-and-coming young producer, music record creator, musician, sort of bedroom sort of producer, type of producer person, yeah?
Okay. Are we going to get to the fun and the fact bit shortly, or when's
well,
that happen?
He had no money. He was in his nan's flat. Right, I'm making this up now, but you know, I'll give you a bit of background. He hadn't moved out, no place to live, and he was in his bedroom making records. Yeah, aspiring young music producer was
nothing. I'm just thinking in my head, the pressure's on. You've got to deliver now.
Oh, I've got it here. I've got it ready to go. I've got it in the back of the van. I'm just putting in the air code. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do
it. It's radio's most factual fun feature. It's fun facts.
It sure is, Stephen. The Naughty Boy.
Yeah.
In 2007.
Yeah.
He appeared on Deal or No Deal. He was broke. He had nothing.
Really?
He was on Noel Edmonds' Deal or No Deal.
I got to give you credit. That's fun and factual. Okay.
And he won.
Oh.
He won £44,000 and he appeared on I'm a Celebrity last year, whatever the year during COVID. He was in the Welsh castle that time. And he told the whole story of how he won the money on Deal or No Deal. And that was the seed funding for what we now know as Naughty Boy Enterprises.
Thank you, Noel Edmonds.
Well, it's, I think that's a, both a fun and factual fun fact. I think in this instance, and only this instance.
Fun facts on Today FM.
Gave you two fun facts there this afternoon. And you're having a pint this weekend. You're out with your friends.
Yeah.
Maybe a dinner party. But you know what? Let me tell you about Naughty Boy. Or Sonic. It should forget the Sonic. You've already forgotten the name of Sonic.
That was a good fact.
Albus Dumbledore, Sonic the Hedgehog. Jamiroquai at Today FM. You, I guess you moved on really easily. Olivia Rodrigo, and good for you. Today FM playing the music you love, and that is, happily, that is the end of the broadcast for today. There's so much we didn't get to do, though.
I know.
Yeah, lots of stuff. We didn't get to do Gin and Sonic. Mm. Gin and Sonic, where we rank our favourite computer game-inspired drinks. We've got Gin and Sonic, Minecraft Beer, Call of Duty Free, Donkey Kong Island Iced Tea,
right,
and Pac-Manhattan, and Mortal Kombucha. We didn't get to do Don't Stop Believin', cert. Where the band Journey tell us they're releasing an updated version of their hit song Don't Stop Believin' to inspire this year's Leaving Cert students in Don't Stop Believin' cert. And we didn't get to do Robert Downey Jr. cert. Sorry, Robert Downey Jr. cert, where Iron Man star Robert Downey Jr. gives us his top tips on how to survive Junior Cert Week. Maybe, just maybe, we'll get to do that on the radio tomorrow. Run at 2 p.m. The last word's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.